Today is my great honor and pleasure to welcome one of our students from Piranha Profits, Jupa Penare Dondo. And Jupa is actually residing right now in the US. He
Yes.
was originally from Philippines and he worked in Saudi Arabia. And now he's actually in the United States in Texas. Jupa is actually a dialysis nurse, or was, okay, together with his wife, because just end of last year, he decided to quit as a nurse and become a full-time father and full-time investor. And I think the reason he can do that is because recently he has been able to do very, very well in his investment and trading journey after joining Piranha Profits. And Jupa, I believe that you joined Piranha Profits in 2021, and you took the investing course, the whale investing course, the trading course. You're also in the Ultimate Investors Playbook.
Yes,
Yeah,
absolutely.
and he has been very kind to share his results with the community. Jupa has got 260% return in less than 4 years, and that's compared to the S&P 500, which is about 41%. So he way outperformed the S&P 500 by many, many fold. And that is about roughly about a 41% compounded annual return in the last 4 years, which is amazing. It is very impressive. And he's also actively been sharing in the community, and people have really loved your sharing. So thank you, Jupa, for being here today.
Thank you so much for having you also.
So, Jupa, tell me a bit about how you started investing and how did you invest before Piranha Profits? Because I understand that you started with the Philippine stock market for 4 years first before
Yes.
taking Piranha Profits. Tell me about that journey.
From the Philippines, I was a dialysis nurse, and then from going to Saudi Arabia, like my income increased like 4 times. So, but the consequences is like it's very difficult because of the culture, the language barrier. So I was really like I want to quit my job like that. I don't want to be a dialysis nurse because the difficulty. Because I have the habit of reading because I want to improve my English. I was reading one of the book motivational speaker in the Philippines, like Bo Sanchez, and then I read his book that her maid become a millionaire in the Philippine stock market. Why not me? I'm a nurse, and then I don't have 1 million pesos. Like that is like the turning point that I want to make money in the US stock market. And then that's the journey. Started to invest in the Philippine stock market. I joined his community through the Rich Club, but it's like very basic investing. So it started 2016. It was like it's like the correction on that year, reflecting back, and that's the beginning. And then after that, I was really like 2017, like that was like the bull market because of the new president. So mostly all the stuff that he recommended that I buy, mostly it's like blue chips. I make money. So that was like the turning point. Oh, even I'm working as a dialysis nurse, I'm able to make money. It's like that's like my money works for me. So that was the beginning of my journey. And then I saw a lot, but because if you are a newbie, you are influenced by other traders, like, oh, they make a lot of money. And then I was influenced also. So I just try day trading, and then I lose money, and then I try like different kinds. Like I was like testing myself. I'm able to make money and then lose money, and then it's like my experimenting in myself. So I just keep learning until I saw you in YouTube, and then I just try to keep learning and growing like in the trading and investing. But mostly I reflect back, it's mostly position trading, not really investing.
So, what motivated you to take the Piranha Profits courses? Did you want to make higher returns, or is it because you were losing money and you wanted to learn how to start, making money?
The factor that I really joined is because I really want to retire early. So I think one of your webinar, you show us the roadmap. You give me clarity about my financial goal because before I just want to make money and retire early. deep inside myself, I want to become financially independent. Like I have my target because I want to really become financially independent in my own definition. Like I want to have enough money to really quit my job. As time goes by, I realized that it was not my calling to be a dialysis nurse. So it's like you inspire me to be clear about my goal and to really be serious about investing. Like you have the ability to make consistent return. So that's what really buy your course. One of the most expensive courses that I invest in myself. But that is one of the best decisions I made.
So what do you think you learned from the courses that was the most valuable? What are some of the strategies or the lessons that you learned that contribute to now your success?
I think the most important lesson is in the mindset. I think that's the most important for me. You really teach me to really follow my investing strategy. You know, I memorize it by heart, your psychology of winning investing. Never ever invest based on the prediction of everyone. Never predict the market. That was like a game changer for me, like to really strengthen my mindset. For example, if I listen to the prediction like there will be a recession 2023, I will never dare to buy during that year.
Yeah.
So that is life-changing for me. But almost all the lesson in the psychology, the winning mindset of an investor, that is the most important for me. Because the strategy is like very simple. The money management is very simple. But the mindset, that was the advantage that I really learned from you.
So what are some of the favorite strategies that you use?
I just follow your advice to really invest in the highest quality stocks. So you have like your ultimate investor playbook. You have your research. So I just also research the stocks myself. And I just select the best for me, like the one that I really understand.
Are you doing both investing and trading or just investing and or just trading?
Initially, I just use investing. Like 2022, it's like pure investing. I did not know that it's a bear market, but I just see it as an opportunity for me to like build. This is my opportunity because you have the seminar like 2020. I did not buy your course on that day because I was in the Philippines when I was having my vacation. I was stuck in the Philippines. My vacation is March 8th. And then March 15th, it was like lockdown. So I went back to Saudi like September. July. So I did not buy your course on that one because like I was doubtful that how Atomco will predict that it's the bottom like that. So really, I just study your webinar. And then after 1 year, like the market rebounds, shit, I missed the opportunity. Like, and then I said to myself, oh no, I will never miss this opportunity again. So I just buy your course and then that's it. I just follow your investing guide. Like I want to be really serious about my financial.
So now you also do short-term trading as well?
Yes, swing trading. Yeah, I also buy your swing trading like 2023 when I made a profit in my investing like that.
You also trade options or only stocks?
Only stocks. But that's my goal this year. I want to master options because I have like a lot of time right now to really pursue that options.
So maybe can you share what is your investment or trading routine now? So for example, what percentage of your portfolio is investing? What percentage is trading? And how do you invest or trade every day? Like how much time do you spend? And how do you look for trades?
In investing, like very simple right now because I already decided that my watch list and what stock I'm going to buy during support. So it's very simple. Like I spend like 10 minutes to see if there's an undervalue because you really teach me the simple way. That's what I do with my investing. When there's an opportunity, I just check if there's in a technical support level like that. I already decided the stock that I'm going to buy. Like right now, I want in the cybersecurity and semiconductor like that. And in swing trading, I just scan manually the one that provided weekly. So I just look for the highest quality. Like I'm very, very, very strict. I just place a trade if it's really meet my criteria. trend following and swing a slingshot. That is the two strategies that I use.
So the trend following and the slingshot strategy.
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah. Slingshot is a mean reversion reversal strategy.
I both use it, but really only few trades that I do.
So what are some of your best winning stocks that you have picked or that you have invested in?
Like the Palantir and the Meta and Amazon. That's the best, like Microsoft. And that's it, because I started with 10 stocks like in 2021. And then I focus on technology and communication and then in finances. But the most one is the Palantir, the biggest one. Yeah, I over allocate to Meta like in 2023. I just want to share this, like I should put only 10%, because in 2022, I started with a capital of 20,000 and then put all my savings when I really know the process of proper investing. And then I already deployed all my capital and savings during 2022. And then I see it as an opportunity to me. Like, how can I grab this opportunity? Because like you programmed me that to take advantage of the opportunity. So, you know, what I do, I took a loan.
Oh, okay.
I took a loan from the bank to invest into in Saudi Arabia, because the interest is like low, like it's like 20%. Like if I took a loan and only I paid 12% in over 3 years and I'm able to achieve like double digit return, that was a great trade off. So I took a loan and then...
Yeah, but be sure to pay back your loan quickly.
Yeah, so within 3 years, I did it. And then I invest the loan and then I over-allocate to Meta. That's one of my lessons that I will never forget.
So be careful in the future. Don't borrow from the bank to invest. Once that you've made your money, you know, pay back the loan. Yeah,
I already paid back the loan, because I also think that what's the worst possible outcome? We still, I have my work and then the interest I'm going to pay it. Because it was like every month, the bank will automatically pay the loan. So it's like automatic. So it's like nothing to lose, because fortunately, the market rebound and I already get my capital there.
So, I mean, as your portfolio grows, then you want to be more conservative. Definitely.
Yeah. True.
You want to protect what you have.
Yes. Right now, I'm very, very conservative. Yes. Yeah. So it was like one of the unforgettable, because like I put 25% of allocation to Meta and then my average is like 199 and it went down. It's like 55% drawdown. So painful.
So you first took the course in 2021, August.
Yes.
And
yes.
You started investing, and then 2022 was the bear market. So were you very nervous? Were you very scared when that happened? Or did you say, yes, it's an opportunity, right? How did you feel at the time?
Like, I see it as an opportunity, because I missed out the COVID and then I studied really your course and then I just see it as an opportunity to take advantage. So I just follow, like during a support level, I just buy like that. So that's why, like October, like I really remember that. How can I take this advantage? I don't have any money, because I save 70% of my income to really invest. I see it as an advantage for me.
So that's why you say the mindset, the psychology is the most important.
Yes, the most important, because before I am not able to make money during during correction, I almost lose money in my trading because my strategy is more on trend following. I also experienced losing streak in the Philippines. So it's like I was disappointed. Once I learn your psychology, it's like right now, I don't care. I invest in a very calm way right now.
What advice will you give to new investors and new traders who may be struggling, who may be losing money, they don't know what to do? You know, what advice would you give them?
I think my advice is to really buy your course. They need to educate first to really know how to invest professionally like you, because you already have the proven track record and you are expert on your field, and really be disciplined to follow your strategy, position sizing, everything. So just invest in yourself when become very good at stock investing is my advice.
So what's the performance result that you got after applying everything that you've learned in Piranha Profits?
really exceed my expectation. So my expectation is like double digit. Like my goal is like to achieve 26% return a year based on the strategy that you taught us. And it was like amazing. What in 2023, it's like 77%. And then 2024, it was like 90%. And then right now it's 30%. Yeah, like, so it compounds. So I did not expect that I am able to achieve that kind of return.
What's the total return in the last 4 years?
Yeah, in the last almost 4 years, I am able to achieve 260% return. I'm so proud that I'm able to achieve it. And I attribute my success to you, of course.
That's fantastic. That's amazing. So how many stocks do you have in your investment portfolio now?
Right now, only six.
Oh, so it's a very concentrated portfolio. What's your favorite sectors? Is it technology?
Technology and communication, yeah. Okay. And I want
focus
to
focus on those high growth sectors.
Yeah, high growth. But I started like 12 because I want to have capital more on trading. I want to become really good at swing trading with stocks and eventually options. I sell some of the shares, some of the stocks that I invest to have capital. Another additional income, like the saving rate.
So you mentioned earlier on that when you took the Piranha Profits courses, it was very expensive for you, and it was the most expensive course you have taken. So yes. What made you decide to take this course even though it's expensive?
Because of you. Because I really admire you, and I want to get the same results that you do. I want to invest in a very safe, stress-free way, because you mentioned that it's possible to invest in a very safe, stress-worry-free. And yeah. and I really want to achieve the same results. And because I really admire you and I highly respect you. And I want to be like you someday. Become a millionaire.
Yeah, you will, definitely. So now that you have seen the results, do you still feel that the course is expensive?
No. It's like if I did not buy that course, I will never ever achieve that return. It's not about the price anymore. It's the value that you provide. So it's like a blessing. I feel that you really do it for love, for the contribution, not for the money. So it's like, it's a blessing for me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. So those are all the questions I have. So I'm now happy to answer whatever questions you have.
I just want to become absolutely excellent in my swing trading with stocks. So eventually in options, I want to really become really good at options. So I'm planning to buy it this year.
We'll be having our mid-year sale in July.
Yeah, that one, because I was also inspired to you make money every single month. So that will be my focus, because I already hit my saving goal this year. Your teaching is very clear and simple and easy to apply. So it was a life changing for me. You know, I always recommend your courses to my coworker in Saudi Arabia. Like, how did you achieve that? I really recommend, oh, you buy this course. Why it's so expensive? Why you, like, they always ask, it's very expensive. So it will be like 10 times return like that. But still, they don't want to invest in themselves.
Yeah, a lot of people are very funny. They don't want to invest in themselves because they want to save money. But in the end, they lose even more money.
Yeah, yes, they lose more money. So I don't know why they don't want to invest. So no. I just want to inspire them that it's possible to really grow your wealth in a very safe way. Right now, I don't have any question, but because I really read most of your books. I am gifted to have that your book. So this is one of the happiest moments of my life.
I'm glad to hear that. I've actually conducted the investment course in Manila once in 2018, 2017, before COVID. I used to travel to Manila, Jakarta, Malaysia to conduct the course in those days before COVID. Now I don't travel anymore. Now I do everything online. How old are you?
I'm 38 years old.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, my wife. You need to change your profile picture because your picture makes you look very old. Yeah, you are actually look so much younger in real life. You don't need to show a much younger picture. Your picture looks so old. I thought you're older than me.
No, thank you so much. You look so young also.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
This really, I thank you so much for spending your time with me.
Yeah, Jupiter, thank you so much for spending your time in this interview as well. I'm sure it would inspire many, many people to start investing or to learn how to invest successfully.
Yes, really, I want to help all the overseas Filipino worker, because really it's very difficult to work abroad and just go home and not able to spend their time. So because of you, really, I am able to spend time with my daughter. I become a father 2023,
Oh,
so
congratulations.
yeah, so it's like 2 years and 5 months right now, so I'm able to spend every single day. This is my dream, really. Every
Wow, thank
single
you.
day
I'm very happy to hear that.
I always say that I'm thankful for my role model, Adam Ko, for the blessing. Like, you are the blessing to really, compound my wealth. And like right now, I never worry because I made a lot of money. But right now, yeah, what you said, I'm very, very conservative. I always remind myself capital preservation. So,
Yes.
and still keep learning from you.
And also give my best your wife. Yeah.
She wants to see you because can she see you
Sure,
for
of course. Is she
one
there?
minute? 1 minute, okay.
Yeah.
My daughter, beautiful daughter.
Oh, hello.
Hello,
Hello.
Adam, my wife, my wife.
Hello, how do you do? Nice to meet you.
Hi. Dream come true for him.
Yeah.
He finally talks to his idols over
Yeah.
here.
Now it's almost 11 p.m. in the U.S., right?
Here it's
Almost 10.
almost 10.
Almost 10. Wow, you're
Yeah,
still awake. Your
exactly.
daughter is still awake. She
Yeah,
still looks so awake.
Yes,
Yes.
thank you. Thank you so much for your precious time.
Yeah, most
Thank
welcome.
you
Most welcome.
so much.
Bye. So have a good evening. Thank you. If you ever come to Singapore, let me know.
Yes, thank you so
Yeah.
much for
Okay.
your wonderful time. Thank you, thank
Okay.
you. Take care of your health.
You too. Thank
Yeah, thank
you.
you.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.